I'm going to go to something Tab Benoit talked about a while back when I talked with him. You know, in Louisiana, when we throw a party, everybody brings their instruments. That's just the way it is down here.
It's the truth, man. My uncle plays keyboards. My father plays guitar. My other uncle plays the drums. My aunt sings, and all of my cousins all play and sing. When we get together every year for Christmas at my parents' house, we jam, and we jam all night long.
You know, a lot of people think Louisiana and music, they automatically think New Orleans, but where you grew up, that's quite a bit away from New Orleans, not just in miles, but in the type of music as well?
Absolutely. You know, where New Orleans has its roots in jazz and funk, Lafayette, Louisiana is called the Hub City because it's the hub of Cajun culture. We definitely have very distinct cultural differences in the two locations. But make no mistake, you know, we were never that far away from New Orleans. We spent every Mardi Gras down there with my aunt and uncle. You know, we're going to Jazz Fest every few years, especially if Herbie Hancock was playing Jazz Fest. My dad took me and my brothers.
The name of the album is A Life Worth Living. I'm going to ask you about the title track itself. It appears it was written about your grandmother?
Correct. My grandmother passed away from cancer and coincided with a hurricane that was bearing down the coast. It wasn't a very devastating storm. In fact, it wasn't devastating at all. It was a hurricane called Isaac. With the storm bearing down and my grandmother's sudden death, because we didn't realize she had cancer until about 2 weeks before she passed away.
Oh, wow.
It was all a little sudden, and so there wasn't much that anybody was saying. We were all kind of left speechless. And I got really inspired, kind of sat in a room by myself for about an hour and really kind of honed in on what it was that needed to be said about this amazing woman's life, and was able to come out with a song that I love. I love that song so much.
Oh, the way it rained the day they came for me, with a love so strong that it took a hurricane to try to wash away the pain of Mamie's family. As if they could, as if they would heal the pain of losing Mamie.
Well, obviously, listening to your album, family is everything to you, and you write fondly of where you grew up as well. What do you remember about that? What's fond for you? What are some of the distinguishing moments or places?
Oh, I remember we used to go to a jam every year at a friend of my father's called the Picaroo down on the Amite River just outside of Baton Rouge. We would spend all day on the river canoeing and tubing. And then they would make a big old stew, and then the guys would just sit out on the deck playing covers all night long. And because I was a singer, I was the only kid that was really allowed to hang out late night. I remember being on the water all the time. Before we had our own boat, we would borrow my grandfather's boat and go water skiing. And then we got our own boat, and we just lived for water skiing.
Well, you've got four children of your own now. How much have they factored into your music over the years, or how much do they factor into it today?
My children have been hugely influential on me as a person, and that has naturally seeped into my music. Every move that I make professionally and personally is done with my children and my family in mind.
Let's put a record on something slow from before we were born. Honey, this is what, this is the music that made us.
Are they following you? Are you playing music as well?
My oldest is a guitar player, and he shows great promise, although he's currently wrapped in the heavy metal scene.
Is that a bad thing?
No, because all of my favorite guitar players started out as metalheads.
Well, is Gavin your oldest son?
Yes, he is.
You wrote a song about him.
Correct. I wrote that song with a buddy of mine in Nashville called Dave Barnes. I got to his house that day to write that song, and Dave said, I think we should write a song about your son. And quite honestly, I hadn't even considered the prospect up until that very moment. And Dave already had a few lines written and a melody to go with it, and I was very moved by what he was talking about. And so we chased down that dragon.
I wish I could be there, but I can't. Be good for your mama, 'cause she'll need a hand to hold. And boy, she loves you more than you'll ever know.
Well, compared to when you wrote it and you recorded it and today, how does that song hit you today?
Well, what I've got to go on now is all the stories from fans about how that song has touched them. The stories from soldiers who say that song has, you know, gotten them through long tours. And the mothers who have, you know, been without the fathers who are off at war, who have sung that song to their children. Those are the stories that really give me a newfound inspiration when performing that song.
I know I've said it, but I'll say it once again. I wish I could be there, but I can't.
How are you different today, Mark, than when you started in the music biz some 15, 16 years ago?
I'll put it this way. If today I ran into a 20-year-old Mark Broussard, I'd walk right up to him and punch him square in the face.
Why do you say that?
You know, when he would ask me that question, why'd you do that? I would punch him again.
Okay.
That guy was just an immature jerk who had his head up his arse and didn't really have much vision or drive. And really needed to be punched in the face a few times.
Well, what was the kick in the pants you got somewhere?
Life.
Yeah?
Life and reality and this business and the nature of the industry, all of it. Jumped at some point around 2008, and I finally woke up to the error of my previous ways and started to try and make amends for the wrongs that I had done and you know, the way that I had lived my life up until that point.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job of making amends.
I'm trying. I think so. I think that I've done a pretty good job of turning things around.
Is that sort of what a life worth living is kind of all about?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. You want to strive to live a life that's worth living, that's worth talking about.